ridiculous. Hi, listeners, and welcome to Amplit. I'm your host, Perry Moore. We're here with just the three of us today. We have Travis Young.
I don't want to do this.
Why not?
I'm just not feeling it.
Travis, do you realize you say that every week?
Yeah, probably.
Cameron Anderson.
Hi.
Okay, and we just got the three of us today. Matthew's not here because he wasn't feeling well, but it's not the feeling that DJ Khaled's going to have when he tries to talk to Nicki Minaj now, who's placed a restraining order on him, which turned out to eventually just be a hoax and a promotion for their next single that's coming out. But Travis, what if you got what if a girl you knew put a restraining order on you? You couldn't go anywhere.
Oh no, what would I do? I'd never be able to leave my house. I'd have to stay at home all the time.
What if she got a restraining order at your house?
You can't do that.
You'd have to be everywhere except your house.
That's not legal.
What is it that you can't be like so many feet of her? So what if she just gets a car and parks in front of your house?
Okay, that's harassment.
No, it's not. Because I didn't say she's bothering you. She's just visiting.
That's not how restraining orders work. You can't just force people away from places.
I thought it was a radius. Cameron, what if? Wow. Who do you think's more to get a restraining order? A girl that you're dating or you?
I don't believe in restraining orders because I kill people.
Okay, Tyler the Creator. So someone got a restraining order on you. You just let it be?
Yeah. Bye, ho. We wouldn't see each other. I don't need to see you either.
But you're trapped out of wherever she goes. You have to immediately leave. You can't be so many feet.
My ass. I'm not doing anything to her.
Wow.
The law
intervenes, so they win.
No, it's just that's why I don't believe in them. Like, how can you deny someone like from going somewhere just because you say I don't want you to be in my vicinity? Okay, it's one thing if you're intentionally harassing that person, being like, I'm gonna be around you. That's fucking dumb. But if you're just like in the street and it's just like, oh my god, he's here, and then like five cars show up and you get arrested, what kind of sense does that make?
Well, I mean, it's all kind of in the legal document, you know. It's all about the fine print and how, you know, you got to read it and make sure that none of it is voided, you know, with fine print and contracts being talked about. Also, one other thing is that you got to read it. Yeah, like, you got to read the terms.
Hey, this is America.
Yeah, I know. That is American. You can sue now over anything. Thank you for walking into that one, Cameron. Tyga, the familiar rapper from Young Money, Cash Money, is now being sued for over $20 million for a video that he made last year. When, of course, you know, like any music video, you need video girls, and the girls have to be wearing revealing clothing. But now he's being sued by two of the women who say they want eight figures because in their contract, it said that the video would be shot, quote unquote, tastefully. But they believe that now, a year later, that there's nipple showing in the video. So they want over $20 million. The third of the girls has not yet stated whether she desires to pursue any legal action. But this is kind of crazy that, because of a video called Make It Nasty, which, by the way, is self-explanatory of what kind of interaction is going on in the video, that two girls desire to sue for over $20 million because a nipple was shown. Yet amateur porn stars get, like, maybe $1,000 for showing a nipple and more. Travis, you think you could ever sue for something like that, over $10 million?
Yeah, I don't think I'm ever going to run into that issue.
Of you showing your nipple?
Yeah.
Why not? What's wrong with your body, Travis? show what's up with the Travis Young swagger?
Shut this down. Stop this now.
Show us the...
Oh, what is this?
This girl? What do you think about her? She's pretty, huh? She's only going to get 20 years in jail, but she had 21 drinks and killed 3 people.
Yeah, she deserves it.
But here's the question. Why is she not getting more?
I don't fucking know. I don't know how the executive branch works, but I do know that she killed 3 people. So she deserves to go to jail.
Did she have, like, 21 drinks for her 21st birthday?
I don't believe so. But the other issue is that she had this within about 4.5 hours. She did 21 drinks in 4.5 hours. And she had 21 drinks. And the limit that you can have at a certain point is, like, you can only have 2 open beverages to a customer at a time. And she had, like, multiples. So it's kind of also the bar is getting some of this backlash. But, yeah, she had 21. She consumed 21 drinks, you know, some of them beers, some of them mixed drinks. But 21 alcoholic beverages got on the road, got behind a wheel, and killed people. She's going to get 20 years in jail. Oh, wait, no, I apologize. 20 years in prison for each of the intoxication manslaughter charges. So that is 60 years, because she has two counts of second-degree manslaughter and one count of third-degree intoxication assault. So she'll get 60 years in jail. I apologize. But 60 years in jail. I mean, Travis, you drinking and driving, I mean, it's everywhere here in Texas, but she did it after 21 alcoholic beverages. You think the penalty should be harsher?
60 years is pretty harsh. She's, what is she? How old is she?
24.
Yeah, she's going to be 84. That's her whole life is gone. Pretty I'd cool. rather die than be in jail for 60 years, personally.
So you'd rather they just give her the death penalty?
Well, if I were her, I'd want to die. Who wants to rot in jail for 60 years?
But what if for 60 after the 60 years, you like you said, she gets out at 84. She still maybe has like 5 years left.
What are you going to do when you're 84?
She go have a heart attack on a Six Flags ride or something? I don't know.
Why the fuck is she on a Six Flags ride at 84?
Her life is ruined.
She'll be in great shape because all they get to do is work out and sleep and eat terrible. She gets to fight for a life of other women trying to eat her out.
Oh,
yeah, that sucks. I mean, it sucks that people had to die. It sucks that now she's in jail forever. I mean, if anybody listening, take heed. Drinking 21 drinks, probably not a good idea. Even if nobody dies, it's still not a good idea, probably.
Of course not. While we're on the topic of bad ideas, Houston is filled with homeless individuals, but one Rockets basketball player took it upon himself to discipline a homeless man by stomping on him.
But he wasn't in Houston.
Well, he wasn't in Houston, of course not. But of course, since he is a Houston Rocket, we're also going to catch some of this backlash. But still, what do you think about taking the vigilante route and saying
was no he more at least homeless drunk? And, was he at least drunk when he did this?
He had just walked out of a nightclub, so it's believed that he had a few drinks. But still, even drunk, you don't stomp on a homeless. You're 6'9". You don't do this. This is just something.
God, being drunk when you're 6'9" has to be really scary.
You could just beat up any person. I couldn't imagine.
No, you just don't have any depth perception.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. But yeah, 6'9", stomped on a homeless man's leg. So now the homeless man, he did suffer the injury, which didn't require any medical attention, which I wonder, like, if he needed medical attention, would they have given it to him? Like, do you have insurance? Be like, no. And they just walk away and leave him with, like, a broken leg. I don't know how that would have worked. But he didn't need any attention. Terrence Jones, on the other hand, the guy that stomped him, he was placed into the jail in Oregon on the harassment charge. And the Rockets PR spokesperson, she hasn't spoken on it yet, but I'm just curious as to what she'll say.
She's clearly defending himself.
Yeah, how she's going to try to defend. Well, he there's nothing he could do.
He'll just apologize. He was a zombie.
I thought it was The Walking Dead, and I thought it was the.
Because he thought they were going to bite his ankles, get infected. Yeah.
Probably something dumb like that. He was drunk. He did something dumb. We'll get over it. Still pay him $1 million. I have something I want to talk about in nerd news.
Shoot.
So Phil Fish, one of the lead developers of a game called Fez, he's a very outspoken guy. He said something about said something very outlandish and insulting about the Japanese game industry, like something as like radical as Japanese gaming is dead or it sucks or they're all the same or something like that. He said that last year at like GDC, I think. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so Fez comes out, it's a huge success, it's an indie game. And last week, Phil Fish comes out on his Twitter and he's like, "I'm done, Fez 2 is canceled, I'm getting out of the industry, you guys win." And apparently, like, he had just been catching all sorts of hate from the internet, as the internet does, hates on people. And he just couldn't take it. So now he's not going to develop games anymore.
They hurt him.
Yeah, they broke him, basically.
That's just how it is with anything, though. I mean, if our podcast got famous enough, I'm sure there'd be people that went back and listened to our other episodes and like, "You guys are misogynistic."
Yeah, well, they would be right.
"Hope you die." And
they would be right.
Well, hold on, we're missing some facts. Why? What made him say these things?
I mean, just, people who criticize his game, but also just other stuff he says, like, nothing so famous, but, like, he's very opinionated.
He would have to be really, would have to really be against what he was doing or saying for him to come to that conclusion. That's why I'm saying I feel like we're not getting the whole story, like, no one should drive you to quit your passion just because of some words. being said. So whatever happened had to have been like on a level of like career breaking. Like whatever he said or did had to be like, look, if you keep saying that, we're going to, you know, and he's an indie developer, so he doesn't have that issue, or he shouldn't have that issue. There should be no big company breathing down his neck saying that you can't say that, or else we'll kick you off of EA and go make more Battlefield. Like, I find it weird. I feel like, and he said he's opinionated, so he's entitled to that opinion, but I feel like he jumped to a really brash conclusion too fast. All because he said something about the Japanese game industry?
No, it wasn't just that. I mean, he has haters, and people harass him on Twitter all the time. But he's not the only one who has that, you know? And he's not even – because, like, you take Justin Bieber. He just catches a crap ton of hate, and some of it he deserves, but – he doesn't let it get to him. He's not going to, like, I'm quitting music and I'm just
because he's rich. He doesn't do the Chris Brown attack of another person on Twitter.
And okay, well, that's Justin Bieber. He's a millionaire. Phil Fish is he may be a millionaire, but he doesn't have Justin Bieber money. I don't right. He may not even be a million. I don't know how much developers make, but that's not the point. He's not as big as Justin Bieber. He's just like a
he's a regular guy.
Yeah, he's a regular guy. More regular than Justin Bieber anyway. And like, but you know, I hear other people in the public eye who are like, you know, on Phil Fish's status, you know, maybe have sub 50,000 followers on Twitter or so. And they just say you got to brush it off. Like, you can't let it ruin your life. And it's not like you see these things and you're just like, I don't care. Like, if somebody's insulting you, it might sting a little bit regardless, but
you have to keep going and push.
Yeah, turn a blind eye. And it's in the game industry in particular. Gamers generally are very active on the internet. And so when people don't, you just think of it this way. When somebody likes, somebody is more inclined to tell you on the internet that they don't like your thing than they are to tell you that they like your thing. Like, you have a stronger opinion if you don't like something, and you're more inclined to, like, take the time to type out some hate if you don't like something than you are if you're like, I really like this, I'm going to go tweet at Naughty Dog that I loved this game. You'd be more likely to tweet at Naughty Dog that you hated the game. The haters are like a vocal minority, is the term that's generally used. A vocal minority, a very vocal minority, that you just have to think about all the people who aren't saying anything. That those are the people enjoying your whatever you're doing. And
yeah, and I'll say also, it's kind of like, you gotta think about it, it's breaking the norm. Like, so many people are like, oh, we love your stuff, and then one guy's like, I hate your stuff, then obviously everyone's gonna be like, what's wrong with this guy? And then they'll start listening to him, and he'll start getting the PR time, and they'll be a little, not necessarily behind him, but they'll hear what he has to say, considering different than if the guy was like, I love your game for this reason. They'll be like, I love it too. That's the end of it. There'd be no debate, and they wouldn't pursue it any longer. On to other news, though. New York, their mayor Bloomberg was trying to ban all sodas above a 16-ounce limit in New York. But thankfully, the courts, you know, overruled it, and they said that's stupid. But, I mean, if you think about it right now, what, there's 16 ounces, then there's 20 ounces, there's liters, 2 liters.
3 liters.
I've never heard of those, but...
You really haven't? You haven't heard of
them? Not a 3-liter. I've heard of a liter by itself and then a 2-liter. But... you know, what if something like that had been, passed, I think that would have just been stupid.
Wait, was it an outlaw or was it a tax?
It was going to be an outlaw, a ban on all sodas above 16 ounces in New York. But that's the thing, though. Like, if that had gotten, think about this. It's like.
So you can't buy like a liter?
Yeah, in New York. No, you can now, but that was the
proposition.
The proposition. He wanted to ban all things above 16 ounces. But yeah, he wanted to get rid of sodas above 16 ounces. And it, like I said, it didn't go through. The courts overrode him. But if that had been passed in New York, you know, it would have started other states just be like, oh, well, they get away with that shit. Let me try something else stupid. And it's just like, from a parent perspective, if you don't stop it at the source, then they're going to continue to think it's okay. So eventually all our states would be like, we want to ban condoms. We want to ban this. We want to ban something stupid.
No more Magnums.
I wouldn't say no one would ban condoms, but...
I was just trying to...
Yeah, let's get rid of more contraception.
This would be an interesting... You know, had this been passed, it would set an interesting precedent, because New York is not, like, known as one of the fat states. I mean... I see it this way. There's a camp of people who believe that there's no such thing as a victimless crime. Like, all victimless crime should be legal. Prostitution, any sort of drugs, it should all be legal because you're not hurting anybody, so to speak. You know, the truth is probably somewhere in the middle. The argument is, I mean, these people are, they're drinking all this soda apparently, you know, it leads to obesity, and then we have to, like, tax money has to be used for these people's health care, is the argument. Mm-hmm. And we could if we could stop them from getting fat, that's more money we could not spend on fat people's health, I guess. This is America, you know. You can be as fat as you want to, really.
No.
No, you can't.
Don't advocate it. What the hell?
I mean, what are you going to tell them?
Well, you can't tell them anything because there's always going to be that guy like, I want 3 Big Macs and you can't fucking stop me. But, I mean, like,
singing the national anthem.
And then he like, collapses on the floor and sees and then while the anthem is still playing, how American is that?
Well,
and I understand some people are just big because it just happened to be that way. But there are some people who just let it happen. And then you can't complain if you
let it happen. Yeah, it's hard to go back once you let it happen.
And like y'all were basically saying, you know, if they did get the ban on it, there would have been workarounds. Like Cameron was saying, you know, like the guy that wants 3 Big Macs or whatever. People would have been like, oh, I can't get a 2-liter, huh? Well, give me 4 16-ounces or something. Like, there would have been workarounds.
Everyone's going to go back and learn the metric table.
Yeah, it'll be making us. there would have been workarounds to it. So I don't think it would have been that crucial, even if it was passed. But it wasn't passed. It's a done deal. It's in the past. So whatever.
I think the better idea is just tax anything over 16 ounces. At least we can make some money off people getting fat.
Like,
that's when this country will get out of debt. This country will get out of debt when we learn how to tax fat people.
So here's something that you brought up to me, okay? As of late, I've been ordering stuff on Amazon. You know, it's easier. All I gotta do is I go to work, I come home, my stuff's waiting on me instead of having to go to the store and get it. So are you saying that when I go to Amazon and get like a bar of soap or something, it's $3, Amazon applies the state tax. So are you saying Amazon should have its own little tax that's like this tax because you're a fat ass and don't want to go to the store and get it yourself? So that way I end up spending like $8 on a bottle of soap when I could have just went to Walmart and got it for $3. You're saying that's what Amazon should
do? No, I'm saying they should not soap because you're lazy. There's a difference between lazy and fat. You can be lazy and skinny. It's like there's a tax on cigarettes because they're unhealthy and they cause lung cancer. You know, maybe there should be a tax on really fattening food because it could, the argument could be made that it's equally as unhealthy as cigarettes.
On to the next thing I had to talk about. Over the last 3 years, apparently, TSA, you know, the guys that check you at the airport, apparently their misconduct has been up 26% in the past 3 years, you know, and out of the 4 most reported serious violations, their 4 violations have been sleeping on the job, letting friends and family go without being screened. They leave work without permission, and then they steal stuff. But what was baffling to me when I read this was that I was like, I was thinking there was going to be like some harassment, like someone getting touchy-feely.
Okay. I'm sorry, but the link you just sent, for the listeners, this is an amazing picture. The picture of a TSA officer. Putting on a rubber glove and, like, you know, snapping it at the wrist, like, you know, like they do at the Dodgers.
Like he's about to just say, spread them.
This needed to be shared. I'm sorry. This is kind of crucial to the storytelling, or else it doesn't have much effect. I felt that had to be shared.
But, yeah.
Imagine this as he's saying this.
I just thought that was kind of funny that of the 4, you know, serious violations, those were the 4. They're nothing about harassment, being too touchy-feely, because that, you know, as I'm a guy, so I don't really fear this. But I think, you know, from a woman perspective, if a TSA officer is like, oh, I see that girl over there, he could be like, hold on, ma'am, you need to be personally screened. And there could be nothing wrong with her, but he just wants to get touchy-feely. And, of course, you know, they got to go all over your curves and stuff. So the guy's getting happy, and that was just crazy to me. But theft.
Getting happy.
Yeah, getting happy, you know, poking her with something.
Okay, well, how many, since 9/11, how many bombs have been stopped by the TSA? Yeah,
I don't know.
Exactly. Like, what are they really doing? I'm not trying to get us arrested. I'm going to preface this with that. I'm not trying to get us arrested. But how hard would it be to bomb a plane, really? I mean, if you really want to bring down a plane and die in the process, it's really, how hard could that really be?
Not hard.
So what are they even stopping at this point?
I mean, it's just,
It's just that most people don't want to die for whatever they're going to do.
Keep in mind, this is mostly a religious issue. So, and these people are called radicals. So people who do it are clearly, like, I won't say out of their mind, but they're out of their minds. Like, they clearly do it for stupid reasons. And if they ever get a chance to be interviewed, like, all the people who have been arrested for, you know, terrorist plots or whatever, what are their reasons? Oh, because I don't want to bring religion to this. But, you know, for whatever religious reason, and because I hate America because it doesn't support my religion, and so I decided to kill 300 people on a plane, including myself. So it's like the threat's still there, but it's like it's the amount of people who are willing to do it is so far human seeming. It's just like, I agree with you, Travis. Like, how many people are willing to kill themselves? Not many, but there's gonna be somebody who's just like, Allah.
Dude,
I mean, didn't want to say
the
that.
Is TSA gonna stop that guy? Like,
no, their job exactly. is to find it. What are they gonna do? Like, get on the ground. And then he has the freaking detonator, and there you go.
Yeah, I just don't see the point at this point.
I just painted a beautiful picture. Yeah.
Apparently, people are afraid of, you know, burglars breaking into their house. But, you know, back in 2011, one of their TSA officers, he stole between $10,000 and $30,000 in cash from travelers passing through the security checkpoint. So, apparently, you don't leave your cash out. Because someone's going to get happy. And one of the officers, Al Ramey, he pled guilty to it. He was a TSA officer, and he was at the checkpoint, you know, and he stole that. He's saying between in a year's time, he stole that cash. So for folks out there getting beefed up security systems, maybe you should get better wallets.
I mean, that's a lot of money, but if I'm going to commit a crime, it's got to be more than $30,000. Besides, that's one hell of an estimate, $10,000 to $30,000. Okay.
That's some range there.
He stole between $10 and $10 billion.
Next topic. Is, I don't know if you know this, but Bradley Manning, you know, the guy that is attached to WikiLeaks, yes. You know, he was found not guilty for aiding the enemy. That is one, he was found not guilty for that, but he was found guilty for 19 of the other 21 counts against him, you know, and Bradley Manning is the guy for WikiLeaks. There goes the link to it. I'm sorry about that. He was the guy attached to the WikiLeaks, you know, was found in the, you know, Bin Laden compound when, you know, SEAL 6 found whatever. But the information got leaked and he leaked it out. And right now he's facing nearly 100 years in prison. And what is life? 99? They're talking about giving him more than what is life? Life is
Life was just life.
No, they
get life means life it's, means just like you're not getting it.
Oh, okay. Well, never mind then.
It's no set amount of years. That means if you get life, that means you're in for the rest of your life.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say then. Because there's some sentence that's like a certain amount of years that's like you're basically gonna be in jail for the rest of your life. But if you get out, you got some months, so have some fun. But this guy's facing over 100 years right now. He's in his 30s somethings.
26.
He's still.
He's younger than that.
But still, living to 126 is very unlikely. You know, it is what it is. But I just found it, you know, it was interesting that he was found not guilty for aiding the enemy. Which, when it first happened, you know, I thought was one of the big... When he did, you know, they found out that he gave the intel out, I thought that was the big issue. Was that, like, he was aiding our enemies and, you know, Al-Qaeda was gonna have information about us and stuff, and that would help spark another world war or something. But Travis, your thoughts on Bradley Manning?
Very few. I mean, what did he? What did he do?
He was the guy that WikiLeaks.
He was the guy who made WikiLeaks. Yeah. With some thousand documents available for everyone to see.
Well, I mean, did he? He intentionally made them viewable.
He intentionally made them viewable. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, well, he's going to jail. I mean, what did you think was going to happen?
It's the internet. Internet's a dangerous place. Cameron, what you got on the topic before we change?
I actually like this topic a lot because it goes to show you how on a more general term, I'm going to use the word system, but our system is just like this. And I read an article, and they got a bunch of veterans to comment on the situation. And a lot of them agreed that what he did was breaking the law. Like Travis said, he knew what he was getting into. That's not as a man who swore his life by an oath of patriotism, he knew what he was doing. So But I believe that he did not intentionally mean to aid the enemy. Now, this is where the debate is. The debate is the more patriotic veterans are saying that he had every intention of aiding the enemy by releasing this information because this is the digital age. You can get information by clicking on Yahoo or going, or in this case, typing in WikiLeaks, and then you have classified information on the U.S. government, which, you know, they have computers over there. They're not like, you know, like not, they don't have anything.
Yeah.
But he, it's clear that his intentions weren't to do that. So the debate is, was he, if you ask me, he obviously wasn't trying to do that. He felt it was his, he felt as a, like as a U.S., like a, as a man in service, he knew that this was wrong. Of course. That he, this is something that shouldn't be overlooked, which is why he got arrested and was getting put in jail. But as a U.S. citizen, I felt that it was a great thing to do. I felt like exposing the secrets may have been a little, like, you know, may have not been the way to go about doing it. Because, you know, that jeopardizes us as a nation. That could critically fuck us up. But he wanted the U.S., like, citizens to know what they're doing. He, you know, he wanted to get out to the world about the mis... Not, what's the word I'm looking for? Just the bad and stupid shit that the government won't tell us, yeah. Which we know is going on. You can fool some people some of the time, but you can't fool all people all the time. And that's why so many people are backing him. They felt like he did a great thing as a citizen, as a U.S. citizen, by sharing this information to the world. Although that may have been a bit jeopardizing, but so it's a mixed thing. It's he kind of does deserve the punishment, but I wouldn't call him a traitor.
Next topic is, Travis, you currently work for minimum wage. Today, other employees of, like, other major fast food chains, you know, McDonald's, Wendy's, Burger King, KFC, they've all walked out in numerous cities, you know, considering New York, Chicago, Detroit, Milwaukee, St. Louis. No Houston, no California either. But they've all walked out of their jobs, demanding that minimum wage be raised from $8.25 to $15.
Wait, $15?
They want $15 per hour.
Hard,
for fast food, let me remind you, because I've been on the job hunt. I've been looking at other jobs to know what's experience and stuff, and there are bank tellers get $11.75, you know, and they're accountable for money and such. But, you know, things like that. They get
I'm gonna need to do some math.
I'll say my brother's a UPS driver. He's between $30 and $40. And they did a study that the amount of work that a UPS driver does in a one-day shift is the equivalent of one person moving into a three-story house and moving everything and putting it away themselves. And they do that. A UPS driver does that 5 days out of the week. A person moving into a three-story house only has to do it once, maybe twice if they decide to remodel. But they get between $30 and $40. So a person wanting some food for fast food, they're walking out saying they expect $15 an hour. Yes, don't get me wrong. They are responsible for, you know, make sure a person's food is correct and stuff. But $15 an hour for some fast food, I don't know at restaurants, but I don't even think at like high-end restaurants they're getting $15 an hour. So what do you think, you know, Cameron, if you were in one of those cities, would you be joining your friends walking out on their job till they got $15 per hour? Or would you just be like, I'm getting $8.25? I didn't know minimum wage was $8.25. To my knowledge, I thought it was $7.25. I thought minimum wage was $7.25. I want my dollar.
My extra dollar. But no, I would not be joining them. Fuck that. $15, that's a fucking management position. I'm sorry. Go to school. Get a degree. It's that simple. You say bank tellers make $11. That's kind of you don't really need to go to school to be a bank teller either. I have friends who are bank tellers, but they didn't complete college either. These are entry-level positions. Hell, there's no way in hell. If you do that, then there's going to be people who were making more money than you demanding more money because you just... They're asking for the same amount of money that they already make, and they had to do shit for their money, like, you know,
next point,
get a degree. Yeah, but these guys are like, I just kind of shot in the dark, sent out an application, got this job, and now I'm asking for more money, even though I didn't do anything. You know, it's an entry level position. You can't ask for that. A management level wage at an entry level job. Sorry. I don't support that.
I thought the whole idea behind minimum wage when it first started was so that no matter what you're doing, you can make minimum wage and you can live. You can live. Mm-hmm. Like, you can pay rent and get groceries and what have you. Obviously, you can't do that on $7.25 if you're working 40 hours. You can't live off of that. Or $8.25, excuse me. But it's like Cameron said, I mean, you can't just work at McDonald's and expect to be rich. You just can't do it. Get a better job. And to get a better job, you kind of need some schooling. So.
Yeah. And then, so if they get that $8.25 bumped up to $15, would part-time become the new full-time? Would people with, you know, let's say, like, for example, like Cameron said, tellers. No, you don't need a college degree for it. You really just apply, you pass your background checks and stuff, and you show that you're decent with math, that you could be a teller. Would people be leaving jobs like that to go work at a McDonald's to get $15? Would people, you know, that are like writers, and would McDonald's and other fast food places start getting blown up with job applications because you get $15 an hour? Like, for example, Wendy's. I know Wendy's gets a lot of applications because their entry level is $8.50. Yeah, you're doing food and stuff, but it's $8.50 considered, you know, to other fast food jobs, it's only $7.25. I just think it'll be interesting to see how this all turns out and what becomes of it.
Would people leave their jobs? Maybe. The thing is, like, I know that people, if you're making $7.25 in New York, I don't know how you're living, but I mean, if you make $15 down here in Houston, for those of you who don't live in Texas, the only reason anybody lives here is because it's cheap, and it's cheap because it's hot as hell, and no one would live here otherwise. And for $15 an hour,
yeah,
you get a roommate, you live like a king down here in Texas.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. That, like I said, it pointed out earlier, they're up norther. They're New York, Chicago, Detroit, Milwaukee, St. Louis, Kansas City, and then Flint, Michigan. But like you kind of pointed out, and like I did, there's no Texas, no Florida, no California on this list. Minimum wage, what is minimum wage? Is a federal thing, isn't it? No, yeah. I don't even know.
It varies.
That's what I'm saying. It varies by state, because I was going to say.
Pretty well.
Really?
I think so, because I think in California, but because it's by your cost of living. That's what I was going to say. So if they, maybe up there, I don't, like you said, New York is a little expensive. I know New York's expensive. I don't know about Chicago, Detroit, Milwaukee, blah, other places. New York,
Chicago.
I know.
Chicago's expensive.
Okay, well, I don't know. But maybe that's also, you know, we don't know all the information of it, so we can't completely give our full statement. We can only talk about what we know. But in those places where it's expensive, maybe $15 is their minimum that they need to survive, to be able to live, because in those places it's more expensive.
Nope.
So
I'm just saying, like, that you're asking for something, you're asking for more for doing nothing, almost, for doing the same thing. Yeah, the cost of living is more expensive, but you should be trying harder to improve your expenses rather than that's going to cause economically a uproar from the people who are making that amount of money and actually had to work for it, and that would blur the line between middle class and lower class, and that would just be a social epidemic. People would be rioting over stupid shit like money, which, you know, there's already huge debates over whether homeless and welfare is, that's the one I'm looking for, if it's rightfully handed out. And then if you just up the amount of money that supposed people who, you know, are on welfare or some kind of borrowed money from the government, and now they're making $15 an hour. Yeah, everyone may be able to afford more things, but wouldn't that just increase the cost of living since everyone's making a decent amount of money? Because if now people can afford good places to live, well, shit, why not? It's a business first, right? Why not increase the price? Because more people are going to be able to be like, hey, I can live here now. But some establishments be like, dude, we're running out of places because now everyone can afford these places. So yeah, now that's going to have to clear place. They're going to need more living space. They're going to have to, you know, the city's going to have to spend more money to make apartments and housing and building. That would just be an economic disaster.
Yeah, in other words, it would just lead to inflation. People making $15, then a Coke would be
Coke would no longer
$5.
It'd be
$5
if you increase. And that was the big thing about increase. There was a rumor like a year ago that minimum wage in Texas was going to go up from $7.25 to like $9 or something. But the issue with that is that, you know, if you increase the minimum wage, you got to increase everything else with inflation.
Yeah, I've heard a rumor, not rumors. I've heard somebody say that there's a place called Rudy's Can't Fail Cafe in California. It's a restaurant named after the song by The Clash. And I've heard, because San Francisco is one of, if not the most expensive city to live in America and in the United States. So I've heard that people who start there working at this restaurant like start at like 40K or 60K a year just because San Francisco is that expensive to live in.
Yeah.
So I think that would just translate to small cities like ours where it would just be like it would be super expensive to live in because, well, people make that much money on average.
And the people that couldn't afford it would all move to Houston, and then Houston would come overpopulated and we'd have issues with that. So, Cameron, you said before that you have a desire to, along the lines, continue your lineage, you know, meet a woman, have a child. What if your child came out 13 pounds, Travis? I mean, not Travis, Cameron.
Is that big for babies?
I think the average baby is like 8.
I mean, let's hope he doesn't stay that way.
Wah.
Do you know how big you
are? Are you hungry? Apple juice. What the fuck?
How big? Do you know how big you were, Travis, when you came out?
You know, 7, 8, something like that.
Yeah.
Nothing abnormal.
I was a 10, 10 and a half.
You're a freak.
I'm sorry.
I'm surprised I didn't put you down.
Yeah, I was a C-section.
What the hell?
I wasn't born naturally. I was a C-section baby.
Miss Moore, your baby's 10 pounds. Do you want us to inject him?
He's a mutant.
do you want us to just throw him away?
Do you know who the blob is? Because that's going to be your son.
Wow. That's great. Cameron, do you know how big you were? I mean, you're a tall dude. Do you know if you were a big
baby? I don't think I was. I wasn't fat, but I wasn't. I was actually premature, now that I think about it. But I don't think I was like, I wasn't like underweight. I just.
Oh, so you should be dead, is what you're saying.
I wasn't. I have to ask Mike, what the fuck kind of question? I don't know.
You weren't listening when the doctor said?
Oh, yes. I remember it clearly, like it was 20 years ago.
Last topic I got, and then we'll go ahead and wrap it up.
Is it about the Pope?
No. Okay, then go ahead and squeeze that in, and then I'll get my
No. He said he's not going to judge gay
priests. He's not judging the gay priest, which is kind of confusing, because, like I've thrown in your face before with the Bible, all throughout the Bible, homosexuality is a sin. And
have you thrown that in my face, really?
Leviticus 20:13.
What does that say?
20:13. If a man practices homosexuality, having sex with another man, as with a woman, both men have committed a detestable act. They must both be put to death, for they are guilty of a capital offense. So it's in the Bible that homosexuality is punishable by death. And it's just a little confusing that the Pope, who's
going to do the punishing?
Doesn't say that.
The Punisher.
No, I don't think he's going to come into.
Is Frank Castle in charge of all this?
Jesus Christ! You're a homosexual. Starts clocking this shotgun and starts killing everybody. No, I don't think that's how that works. But
maybe. It's,
I just think it's weird that the Pope is. I don't know. I think I kind of understand what he was trying to say, which is
how about this verse, Perry? Judge not, lest ye be judged.
You're still gay.
Yeah. What is that? Don't judge others unless you are open with being judged?
I don't know.
No, it's just saying that if you're judging, then chances are someone's judging you as well.
Yeah.
Let he who is without sin cast the first stone. What about that one?
Well, the homosexuals can't do that because...
Well, unless you're a saint.
That's the point.
If you're a saint, then you should... Unless you're a saint, then you have no right to judge.
Well, that's true also.
I just don't understand. Whatever.
I just don't... I'm confused at the fact that the Pope... He's not saying that he's going... I don't want him to be like, I'm persecuting you because you're a gay priest, but... the fact that you're just going to let it go by is kind of...
Jason Dusky.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's just, because religion doesn't make any sense. Moving on.
Of course. I should have sent you the picture where it was talking about the Oklahoma tornado, and the newscaster was like, oh, you must be thanking God right now that you're alive. And she was like, oh, nope, yeah. I'm an atheist. And I was like, huh. All right.
Wait, I want to talk about something else. Sorry. I was when, you know, because last week I talked about how I was in getting my oil changed and people started talking about anti-gay, whatever.
Correct.
And so those people were talking about how you're born gay, right? Yes. And then there's the whole like, oh, no, those people didn't believe you were born gay. That's why they said it was a choice. And then the example that people who think it's a choice always use is that, oh, well, you go to jail and you're gay when you're in jail, but then you come out and you're not gay. And I was talking about that with my parents. And then I was, because, you know, priests, they can't be married, right? They can't be married, so they can't have sex.
That's all they have.
Yeah, they can't have sex. But why does a priest not having sex lead to like little boys? Why aren't they like raping women? Why does that translate into pedophilia? I think
that's go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Cameron.
You're more accessible.
No. Okay. No, well, yes. Yes, but no. I think.
Well, in olden days, like,
did you say more accessible?
But I know what he means by that. It's like that's the company you're with. Like when you go to those schools that like separate men from the females, most of those women, when they begin to, you know, hit puberty and start like wanting to court and date stuff, they date people. Most of the time they stay with what they're closer to. So those women that go to those all girls schools, they stay to that. The guys that go to all boys schools, no, I'm not saying all of them are gay or anything, but I'm saying that some of it's very common that many of them will be like, oh, I'm always with Jimmy. Jimmy's so soft and blah, blah, blah. And, you know,
give me that ass,
you
know, Jimmy.
Yeah, you're getting Jimmy's ass. So for the Pope's,
for the Pope's case,
the Pope is always around individuals that want to get closer to God and want to follow his popacy.
They want to follow his popacy.
I'll get you closer to God.
Yeah, so you know,
with he's my dick.
Yeah, he's around the little boys, and then you know, next thing you know, the kid's like, "What's that in your pants, Pope?" And then he's like, "I'll show you."
It's
and then,
the staff. It's
yeah,
the,
like you know that. So,
what's that in my pants? Well, that's no. God.
So yeah, I think that. So I think that's what. I think that's why it turns to pedophilia. That they're just around the boys, and they're like, "Did you wash yourself clean, little Billy?"
Just
and he's
so
like, "No,
dumb. It's so stupid."
I don't think that's true. But I don't think
we can bash religion off air.
It's my opinion, and
let's just end this.
It's my opinion. No, okay. Last thing I want to get. I showed you the video. I sent you the video about where the girl asks. She didn't even get to 100 guys, but she just asked guys, do they want to have sex with her?
She asked like 20.
Yeah, after the first guy who was kind of hesitant, and he thought it was prostitution, she was getting a lot more yeses, except for the people that had girlfriends and stuff. So she was getting yeses. And then, of course, there's always the common mantra from Franz Ferdinand that's like, if you ask 100 women, one of them will say yes. You know, kind of the nothing is ever 100% or 0%. You know, Lysol doesn't kill all the germs. It kills 99.9 of them because the point one of them is going to be like, fuck you, Lysol, I'm adapting. And it starts repopulating. So with that belief, the man tried it on 100 women and all of them said no.
And he wasn't a bad looking guy either.
Yeah.
He was a decent looking guy.
Yeah, he was a decent looking guy. And, you know, I mean, I wish they had kind of not counted. I wish they had done it on single people. But, of course, they didn't do that. They just took – I don't know how they did the study. They just took 100 women, all the ones that he asked. They all said no. But like I pointed out to Travis, there were some of those girls that he asked that I really think that, you know, they should have just said yes. That this may have been their one opportunity to have sex, and I don't know. But they all said no. It was just kind of crazy to me. While the girl
Yeah, so he had 0%. He did 0 for 100, and the girl basically did 10 out of 20 said yes.
Yeah, and that was just crazy. Like, Cameron, what if an attractive girl came up to you? We're all out. An attractive girl came up to you and was like, you want to go have sex? What would you say?
Wait, say that again?
You, me, and Travis, we're all out and about. We're out somewhere. And a girl walks up to you and is just like, hey, Cameron, You want to have sex?
And be like, will you?
Would you say yes or no, though?
Why would I say yes?
She's an attractive girl, and she just asked you to have sex.
I can't guarantee that.
Okay. Yeah, so yeah, I think the guys who did say no are like Cameron. They're just hesitant. That's how I would be. I would assume she was on camera and doing some sort of stunt. Like, no girl just walks up and is like, hey, do you want to have sex? There's something that's going called on.
Prostitution.
There. Well, no, she or didn't say. She didn't say pay me.
Yeah.
She didn't say pay me. She just said, do you want to have sex? And this girl in this video who did it, I mean, they were basically, she asked two different kind of guys. And there's the kind of the guy that'd say yes, the kind of guy that'd be like wary and be like, what are you talking about? And then I guess the third kind of guy who would call the police. But
that guy, yeah.
Like, yeah, like she asked, like, you know, guys in their, you know, early 20s. And they
she
were,
was a pretty girl, too.
Yeah, she was really hot. And so, some guys were like, yeah, let's just go do it right now. Like, they were, they didn't
meet
care.
Me in the bathroom, that's what.
Yeah, basically. So, yeah, I mean, that's not surprising. Guys are just more.
So, I'll get to that in a second. But so, on the girl aspect, we're out and about, Travis, a girl walks up to you and is like, let's have sex. You'd be wary of it?
I'd be wary, like, because that doesn't happen. That's why I'd be wary.
Who the fuck just walks up to you and is just like, I will seriously let you bang me?
I don't know.
That's
not realistic. I have a story for that from my
friend. And just think of the way Cameron said it. I will let you bang me. Like, she's not getting anything out of it. Like, yeah. It's the general consensus of society is that guys want sex way more than girls. Mm-hmm. And I'm not a girl. I don't know if that's true. I'm just saying that's how society views it.
Yeah.
Like, if you're having sex with a girl, she's letting you have sex with her.
Yeah. Because I would say that was, even when she asked one of the guys, you know, she was like, you don't have to do anything. I will just, you just lay there and I will do my thing. It's like, wow. You know, if that happened to me, I would hesitate. I would not hesitate at all. I would just be like, yes. Especially if it was her. She was gorgeous. But then
there was a catch.
Well, I don't know. It depends on what that catch was. But onto the. I'd take that infection. Okay. So.
Wow.
Probably not. But then again, you're not going to know it's an infection until you get her pants off. And you're like, what's
okay,
these bumps?
You're not going to know it all until you
what's these bumps? Okay. Anyways.
I don't think. Just go ahead.
Sorry. Onto from the guy perspective, I've tried that before as a pickup line. And like, I've actually began talking to a girl once and I got her Facebook and we've messaged back, chatted back and forth and stuff. Obviously, nothing will become of it because she's kind of far away and I doubt. Me and long distance don't really work, even though it's like an hour away. But I've tried that before. And in that one scenario, you know, for me and her, it worked. So I guess, I don't know, there was something up with that. But the guy that tried it, that, like Travis said, wasn't a bad looking guy. He was 0 out of 100. So, Cameron, if let's flip it the other way. And you're just walking up to a girl and you're like, you want to have sex with me? What do you expect her answer to be?
No.
What would you like it to be? You'd like her answer to be no.
Yes.
You'd want her to be like no because you're a stranger and I don't know you. So you believe that sex should be passionate in between two people that care for each other.
No. I believe in free love. I'm not saying everyone should just get naked and run around in trees and shit. Go bang.
singing kumbaya.
Suck dick and snick coke. But like, I'm just saying, like, if people take sex way too seriously. Oh my God. Oh, how many times have any, well, I don't know. Sorry, Travis, this question may only apply to Perry, but how many times have you just been like, has a girl been like, oh, well, I'm only going to have sex if I really like him, or if I really know him, or if, you know, I don't want to have just want anybody.
I've heard many girls say that.
Exactly. And I'm tired of the bullshit. I'm tired of girls acting like it fucking matters. Yeah, it should be an intimate thing, but it's 2013. No one cares. No one is going to care. It's not your first and it's not your fucking last. So I don't like when people are like, well, I'm saying no to you because I don't know you. You don't have to know me. It doesn't change the fact. Sex is sex.
So
whether you have feelings or not, yeah, it's more sentimental when you know the person, therefore making it more emotional, but it's still sex. It doesn't change the fact that it's just intercourse. Like, it doesn't, I mean, I don't know. That's just, I hate that.
To go off topic for a quick second, you said that, you know, girls are like, they don't want to have sex with you because they don't know you. What about when you go ask a girl for her number and she says no because she doesn't know you? But the whole point of getting her number is to get to know her. What do you think about, like, a response like that?
So if she says no, and I
because ask her, yeah, you asked no, no. This is you didn't ask her for sex this time. You
just no, I know that. Yeah. So if I went up to this woman and said, "Can I have get your number?"
Yeah,
and she says no because I don't know you.
Correct.
Well then, you're tying my fucking hands, broad. What's going on? I mean, and for anyone who does that, shame on fucking you. Like, why would you deny a person a chance to get to know you, regardless of his intentions, if you won't give him the chance?
Okay, that's all I was curious about. Okay, Travis, we get you out of the house. Some strange reason. The moon is out or something. You've transformed. Okay. You get out the house, and you see a girl out in the wild again. Walking through the tall grass, you go talk to her, and you say you want to have sex with me. What do you hope her answer is?
I hope she jumps my bones.
What do you hope she says first? First of all,
hi, my name's
and Austin. Be honest. There's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with you're entitled to an opinion. This is your opinion. Cameron said his opinion.
We don't live in a college town or a big city like. Okay. The only way I could see this happening is like on a college campus, really. Like, you know, let's just go back to my dorm and bone. Where in college you have sex, that's what you
do. Well, we could go over by U of H.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, that's, fine, that's whatever. Stalking. And so maybe some of those girls live in there. That's the only way I could see it. If I'm just like walking in downtown Houston, like people, you're not just gonna like walk up to somebody and say, "Hey, let's have sex," and they'd be like, "Okay, I live right down the way, let's walk."
You ask a girl, "Do you wanna have sex?" You hope her answer is what? You hope her answer is no?
Like, yeah, I hope her answer is yes. I would hope her answer is, like, let's say we're going to go to school. It's a commuter school. There are no dorms. But, I mean, you figure most of us live with our parents. Our parents are at work. It would not be that hard for us to have sex. If I was just walking around our school and be like, "Hey, let's have sex. I'm going to drive you back to my house. We're going to bone and I'm going to bring you back. And you're not going to miss second period English 1301. Like,
answer would be yes.
Yeah, I would hope her answer would be yes, and I don't really see a problem with that personally.
But here's the thing. When you ask her, what do you most likely think her answer will be?
No. I think her answer is going to be no, because even if she found me attractive, that's just a weird thing to ask somebody you don't know. That's just how it is.
Which makes it even weirder for someone to say yes.
Yeah, it's weirder to say yes than it is no.
If I asked a girl, I have asked her like that, but if I did this to a random girl, I would hope her answer would be yes. But even when I did ask that one girl, I was expecting her to be like no. I was expecting her to do some of the things that they did to the poor guy in the video, where they're like throwing water at him, slapping him, stuff like that. I was expecting that to have occurred. And I think that's just because... Society. I mean, society. As adults... When a male and a female are around each other and they're alone, I mean, obviously get feelings to escalate and go do other things and potentially have sex, you know. But I just think a guy putting it on the table like that for a girl who, you know, many women, like Claudia said earlier in one of the episodes, you know, women get emotionally attached and they need the emotions to it. on with that, though. What's funny?
There was some radio and it sounded like it was gonna like play you out. You're gonna play out, and it was kind of a country song. Like, it was kind of low, but
it
like,
felt like it felt like it pertained to what we were talking about.
It sounded like it was sounding like outro music, and you're just gonna.
Well, is it gone now? So I can close
the. It's gone.
It's gone. Okay. So just go ahead and end it.
All right. Thank you for listening to another episode of Amplet. We had another blast with you. We were out without Matthew this time. We'll get him back for next week. Email us questions and topics at ampletpodcast@gmail.com. It'll be in the description. Don't forget to go like and share our Facebook page at facebook.com/ampletpodcast. And also, since Amplet is turning one on Sunday, Amplet does have also now a Twitter. Don't forget to go follow it. It's at Amplet_podcast. Probably won't get many tweets on it, but go ahead and follow it.
Yeah, just follow it to do it.
Yeah, and then don't forget, of course, to subscribe on iTunes or Podomatic. And we will see you guys next week.